Good evening. This week's Parsha, Parshat Bechukotai, Torah teaches us about the prohibition of Temura. Basically, there's a prohibition to take kachim, to take animals that are consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash, and to try to substitute another animal in place of a Kaddish animal. And the Torah tells us that if one tries to do that, or if one tries to substitute another animal in place of an animal which is already consecrated, so both animals are consecrated. In other words, the new one becomes consecrated as well. It becomes Temura. While the old animal, the original animal, retains its Kedusha, so now both are Kadosh. And the person who did it is in violation of this Isser. And this is one of the exceptions, that even though this is a prohibition which is only violated through speech, but even so, one is Chayav Malkus. Generally speaking, we say that in order to receive Malkus, one has to do an action to violate a Isser, and we need a lav sheyesh bo maisa in order to be chayav malchus. But in this case, even though it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, there's no maisa, it's just dibor, but it's still chayav malchus. The Torah Tamima quotes the from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Maseches Temura teaches hatzibur v'hashutfin in osin temura, that the community a private partnership cannot effectuate a temura. They cannot make another animal have kedusha through the process of temura. Shenemar lo yachlifen v'lo yamir yachad osin temura ve'inat tzibur v'hashutfin osin temura. So it's the Torah seems to be speaking to a yachid, an individual. So therefore, we learn that only an individual could effectuate temura, but not a tzibur shutfin. And the Torah Tamima questions the halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam, right at the beginning of Hilchas Temura, in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, points out that the shutfin and the tzibur are not able to effectuate temura, yet he says that the temura is not kodesh, the substitute animal does not become kodesh, but even so, the one from the partnership who tries to do such a thing is in fact Chayav Malkus. The Kesef Mishnah, in his comments, in his commentary to the Rambam, writes that the way that the Rambam knew that even though the temura is not effective, but still there's a chiyuv of Malkus, there's a punishment of Malkus. The way the Rambam knew that was from the language of the Mishnah, that it says hatsibur v'hashutfin ain osin temura. It says that they cannot effectuate temura, but it doesn't say mutarin lahamir. It doesn't say that it's okay for them to do it. So that's the way the Kesef Mishnah explains. So the Torah Tamima is bothered by this. He says, well, what about everything else in the Mishnah? The Mishnah also gives examples of other things where we say ain osin temura, such as haofos v'hamenachos ain osin temura, that bird offerings or menachos, is that if you try to substitute those, then it doesn't work, because the pasuk says, when it talks about this Isra of Temura, it talks about behema. So we learned that this whole parsha, this whole Isra, is specifically with regards to animals, but not bird offerings or menachos. And there are other examples in the Mishnah, such as Katshe Bedekabai, Enos and Temura. So there are other things when we say Enos and Temura. And yet, we don't find that if one would try to, let's say, substitute a bird offering, that is Chayav Malkus. So the Tarkim is bothered if, in fact, the Rambam learned that there's a Chayav Malkus based on the language of Enos and Temura, that it doesn't say Mutarin Lahamer, that it doesn't say it's permitted, but it just says Enos, and that the Temura is not effective. But still, they're in violation and they still receive Malkus. So that should be true if someone tries to substitute a bird offering as well. So I was thinking that the truth is, if you consider the two types of cases in the Mishnah, they're not exactly the same. In the case of the Ophos and the Menachos, or even the Katshei B'lek Abayas, where the Mishnah says Einos and Tvura, it's the Mishnah is teaching us that the items themselves are not susceptible to the Tvura, that the Tvura cannot be affected on them. However, the halacha that the Mishnah states, albeit with the same language, that says Hatsivur Hashutfin in Os and Tamura, over there, it's not saying that the items have some reason why they can't have Tamura. It's saying that the people who are doing it are not in violation, not that they're not in violation, but the people who are doing it are not able to effectuate a Tamura. So in that case, it's different. It's not referring to the items themselves. It's referring to the people who are trying to do this tamura. So it could be that the Rambam understood that when we talk about the items and we say that the items are not susceptible to tamura, so essentially you've done nothing. So much so that perhaps that therefore maybe you wouldn't be liable to receive malchus. However, when we say that the certain groups of people, the Shitfim, the Tzibur, members of the Tzibur, who try to do Tmura, that their Tmura doesn't work. So that's a technical din, that the Tmura doesn't work. But in principle, these people try to do something which normally would affect Tmura. They used an animal, let's say a real behemoth, and they normally would be chayiv the Isra of Tmura. So therefore, there's still chayav isra tamura. In other words, it's just a miyut, it's a exclusion that the tamura is not effective, but they still have violated the isra. So that's what I was thinking. However, the Kli Chemda in his commentary on the Torah, he actually has a more complicated discussion about this, and he even suggests that perhaps it's just a particular technicality where, based on certain halachah l'moshe v'sinai, certain exceptions in this case, that really he says that even by the ofos and menachos, there really is an isser. It's not an isser that carries with it the punishment of malchus. So it's only specifically when it comes to the shutfin and the tzibur that there's a chi of malchus. And that has to do with the fact that the whole Chi of Makos, as we mentioned earlier, is really a Chiddush, because this seems to be an exception to the general rule that Alav Shein Bo Maisa is not Chayav Makos. So it could be that this is a special Alav Moshe Sinai to teach that there is a Chi of Makos. And it could be that that Alav Moshe Sinai carried over to the Isser of making Tamura, which applies to the Tzibur and Shutfin, even though the Tamura is not effective, they still violated the Isser. And the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, which teaches the punishment of Malchus, carries over for them as well. However, when it comes to Ophos and Menachos, even though, again, there still is an Isser to try to do the Tmura, but the Tmura is not effective, and even though there's an Isser, but there's no Chiddush to have Malchus in that scenario. So, either way, it seems that there is a distinction between the different cases in the Mishnah, whether it's referring to the items that are excluded from the parasha of Tamura, or it's talking about the people who are not able to effectuate Tamura, but maybe are still in violation of the regular Isra of Tamura, and therefore are liable for Malchus. Thank you very much.